In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely Storytime introduction lady. Aren't you a fetching figure this morning? And if you happen to fetch anybody, be sure to let us know. Well, let's see here. Today's story is titled, What Would You Say?
What would you say?
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, a farmer named Clyde had an unfortunate highway accident with his truck and trailer, and by the time the case came to court, a trucking company's fancy hotshot lawyer was questioning Clyde.
Didn't you say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine?
Clyde responded.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I just loaded my favorite cow, Bessie, into the...
I didn't ask for any details. Just answer the question, please. Did you or did you not say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine?
Well, Clyde said.
Well, I just got Bessie into the trailer, and I was driving down the road.
Your Honor, I'm trying to establish a fact. At the scene of the accident, this man told a highway patrolman on the scene that he was fine. Now, several weeks after the accident, he's trying to sue my client. I believe he's a fraud. Please tell him to simply answer the question.
By this time, the judge was pretty interested in this whole story, and particularly Clyde's answer. So he says to the lawyer,
well, I'd like to hear what he has to say about his favorite cow, Bessie.
So Clyde thanked the judge and proceeded.
Well, as I was saying, I just loaded Bessie, my favorite cow, into the trailer and was driving her down the highway when this huge semi-truck and trailer ran the stop sign and smacked my truck right in the side. I was thrown into one ditch, and Bessie was thrown into the other. I was hurting real bad and didn't want to move. However, I could hear old Bessie moaning and groaning. Oh, I knew she was in terrible shape just by her groans. Shortly after the accident, this highway patrolman over here comes up on the scene. He could hear Bessie moaning and groaning, so he went over to her. After he looked at her and saw her condition, he took out his gun and shot her between the eyes. Then the patrolman came across the road, gun still in hand, looked at me and said, how are you feeling? Now, you tell me, what would you have said?